Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 25th, 2022. I'm Rich Stravolino. Intel announced a new strategic partnership with MediaTek to build chips for smart edge devices using Intel Foundry Services, hoping to provide a more balanced, resilient supply chain as well as capacity in the US and Europe. TSMC currently produces most of MediaTek's chips used in consumer devices. Netflix's iOS app now includes a sign-up button that takes users to a website for sign-up without paying an App Store commission. Apple updated its policy for so-called reader apps like Netflix in March to allow them to offer external links for account creation. The National Football League launched NFL Plus, a base tier for $40 a year or $5 a month gets you live football streams and access to a content library. NFL Plus Premium costs $80 a year or $10 a month, adding ad-free match replays and a coach's film feature. Live audio will be available on all devices for all games, but video for local and primetime games will be limited to phones and tablets. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that the upcoming larger Apple Watch will have a fresh new look for the first time since 2018, with an evolution of the current rectangular shape, although will not have flat edges. Gurman previously reported this watch will have a 7% larger screen, multi-day battery life, and a new body temperature sensor. Instacart announced that the Electronic Benefits Transfer and Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or EBT SNAP, can be used to buy groceries in 10 new U.S. states, now up to 49 states and Washington, D.C. It's not available in stores in Alaska. Grocers can use Instacart's Carrot Payments platform to accept EBT SNAP payments online. GM launched EV Live, a platform that provides real-time answers for questions about electric vehicles and addresses common misconceptions. Vice President of EV Ecosystem Haas Hassani said the platform will help sell the EV experience rather than specific EVs. Google fired Blake Lemoine, the engineer who claimed the company's Lambda language model was sentient. Google said he chose to persistently violate clear employment and data security policies that include the need to safeguard product information. It maintains his claims are wholly unfounded. The Dutch Ministry of Education imposed restrictions on the use of Chrome OS and the Chrome browser in schools over concerns that how Google stores and processes student data violates GDPR. In a letter to the Dutch Parliament, the Ministry of Education said Google promised a new version of Chrome next year that would resolve GDPR concerns in education. Bloomberg sources say the British satellite internet company OneWeb is close to a merger deal with France's Eutelsat to create a pan-European operator. This could mark further consolidation in the private satellite industry. Last year, Viasat acquired Inmarsat for $4 billion to create the biggest geostationary satellite company. Uber reached a settlement on a 2016 data breach that impacted 57 million passengers and drivers. As part of the settlement, Uber admits it failed to report the incident to the Federal Trade Commission and will cooperate with the prosecution of its former security chief, Joseph Sullivan. In September 2018, the company paid $148 million to settle claims with all 50 U.S. states over the incident and agreed to maintain a comprehensive privacy program for 20 years. New Zealand's internet safety group NetSafe announced that Meta, Google, TikTok, Amazon, and Twitter signed a code of practice to reduce harmful online content in the country. Compliance will be administered by the industry lobby group NZTech. The companies agreed to reduce harmful content online, report how they actually do that, and support independent evaluation of results. Razer began selling the Razer Hyperpolling Dongle for users of the Viper V2 Pro wireless gaming mouse. If you pay the $30, it will increase the polling rate to 4,000 Hz. Polling is, simply put, how often the mouse tells the computer where the pointer should be on the screen. A normal wireless mouse might go up to 1,000 Hz, but you can find a wired gaming mouse that promises up to 8,000 Hz. Google revealed more details about Carbon, a new experimental programming language it believes could succeed C++. According to Google principal software engineer Chandler Carruth, Carbon should be interoperable with C++ code, with simpler grammar and smoother API imports. Carbon is available now on GitHub. OnePlus revealed that its upcoming OnePlus 10T will be its first flagship phone without the alert slider, a physical switch to toggle notifications to either mute or vibrate. Chief designer Hope Liu says keeping the switch while adding a bigger battery and faster charging would make the device thicker. The 10T also no longer carries Hasselblad branding on its camera system. The latest Xbox Insider test builds reduce cold boot startup times by around 25%, shaving off 5 seconds. Director of Xbox Integrated Marketing Josh Muncy said the company created a shorter boot-up animation to reduce the time. Only consoles set to energy saver mode will see the improved boot times. And finally, Seagate announced it will release new 30-terabyte mechanical hard drives to enterprise customers in mid-2023, although it's unclear when these drives would be commercially available to other customers. These use a second-generation heat-assisted magnetic recording technology, with Seagate claiming it will hit up to 50-terabyte capacity by 2026. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.